Harper and Harper Audio present A Strange Thing Happened in Cherry Hall by Jasmine Warga. Performed by Michael Crouch. For Uncle Moose and Aunt Anna. 1. In which the turtle is introduced and a painting is stolen. Our story might not truly begin with the turtle, but I'm going to start there. The turtle in question is named Agatha. Her name was given to her by a human who had noticed her existence. Most humans did not notice her existence. Agatha is important to our story because she lives in the garden behind the Penelope L. Brooks Museum. In the warmer months, she moves slowly, very slowly. She is, after all, a turtle, nibbling on food left over by picnicking families. During the summer, the garden behind the Penelope is a very popular picnic spot. Occasionally, a human will spot Agatha and clap with delight. But mostly she is left alone. In the winter, she tunnels underground to hibernate and to stay away from the cold. Turtles prefer going underground to wearing winter coats. The day the painting was stolen from the museum was the warmest day that Maple Lake had had so far that year. The sun beamed down on the garden. That heat and goldenness radiated into Agatha's burrow. A warm, bright wedge of sunlight woke her up. She crawled, very slowly, out of the burrow. She happened to emerge at just the moment that the robber was scurrying away with the painting. She saw the culprit. Agatha noticed many things about the thief. She noticed their height, their clothes. She noticed how quickly they moved. Turtles are good at noticing. But she also noticed that the sun that had felt so warm in her burrow didn't feel quite as warm up here above ground. She tucked herself back into her burrow. She would wait for warmer weather. 2. In which there are mysterious marks on the wall. Rami was staring at the marks when he heard the voice. The marks were faint against the cream-colored walls, barely there, a scratch more than anything, really. It looked as though someone had taken a pencil and lightly etched a couple of stray lines. Rami blinked. When he opened his eyes, he expected the marks to be gone. But they were still there. Because Rami's mom worked at the museum, he was frequently forced to spend time here. Immediately after the theft occurred, Rami had stayed away from Cherry Hall, the room in the museum where the stolen painting used to hang. But then he worried that the staying away made him seem guilty somehow. So he came back to Cherry Hall in the afternoons and just sat. Sometimes he would read his book. Sometimes he would do his homework. But now it was spring break and he didn't have any homework. And he'd already read his book. Twice. Which meant that all that was left to do was stare at the wall. And staring at the wall was really very boring. Until he noticed the marks. Until he heard the voice. On this particular day, Cherry Hall was completely empty. Except for Rami, of course. It was Monday afternoon, which meant the museum was closed. And the cleaning crew, which his mother oversaw, had already done their full mop and sweep of the room. The walls had been wiped down and the frames had been dusted. Everything was sparkling, even the empty space on the wall where the painting that had been stolen had once hung. The stolen painting was called Untitled. Literally, that was its name. Its name was its lack of name. Rami thought everything might have been easier if the stolen painting had a proper name. While he stared at the mysterious marks on the wall, he thought about the missing painting's lack of a name. He tried to come up with a title for it, but he couldn't think of anything good.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?